Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, happiness and spiritual mindset mentor for highly sensitive women and empaths looking to own their space with confidence and co-create the life of their dreams in alignment with the universe. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. Hey guys, so I just wanted to talk about something that is probably a little weird. Not that the things that I talk about to you guys aren't usually a little bit out there, but I think it'll just be a little bit odd considering the title of the podcast and the general listener. But it is the Not a Regular Empath podcast after all, so maybe this will make a little bit of sense to you. So I wanted to talk about the importance of the words that you use to describe yourself. And some of these words, repetitively, I know that for myself, you know, I can speak from my personal experience. I owned a lot of titles for myself. Some of these titles might be Capricorn, right? I am a hard and fast Capricorn. I happen to have a lot of the traits that Capricorns have, no surprise there. So I really own that title. Before I learned what being an empath was, what being highly sensitive was, I owned a lot of other titles too. And some of those titles were anxious or awkward or depressed or, any number of related, words to describe myself. When I was a teenager, without really being properly tested, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So I owned that title for a long time too. Oh, I'm bipolar, as if that was going to explain away, my behavior and things like that, which wasn't even the case. And maybe that's why I want to challenge you to not own these titles that were given by the world, whether that title is your job title, whether the title is mom, whether the title is wife or partner, whether that title, it doesn't really matter what it is, whether it's an empath, whether it is anxious, whether it is, any of these things. Instead of just owning these titles and, just sinking into what it means to be, I see, unfortunately, many, many empaths just kind of using that as a crutch, like that there's nothing you can do to improve your current situation, that you are just going to be afflicted by other people's feelings and pains and, all of these other things for the rest of your life. And this is just your cross to bear. And that, my friends, is victimhood. That, my friends, is martyrdom. And that is something I do not want for you. I lived in that space for a long time. It is a hard habit to break. It is a hard mindset to overcome. So it starts with not holding on to those titles. It starts with speaking differently about these titles. So for example, I used to have extreme social anxiety and I would just own that. Oh, I have social anxiety, so I can't go out. I can't, my fiance used to feel like we weren't, his friends couldn't come over because I have social anxiety, whatever. If I don't know these people, then I'm just going to shut down and be weird and everybody feels my energy and I feel theirs and just, it would be better if I wasn't there at all. So let me just stay home. I used that as an excuse, as a crutch to play small and to stay small for a long time. But if I really wanted to grow into my highest self, if I really wanted to grow into someone that I want to be, then I really needed to stop using those titles as a crutch and I really needed to get my shit together, right? So I stopped speaking about myself like I have social anxiety and, that was what I owned. Instead, I would say things like, I am learning to be more comfortable in places I've never been. I am excited about making new friends. And I would just tell myself those things before I would go out to, make friends, before I would go out to do stuff like that. And really, before you know it, you are doing things you never thought you could because you were owning a title and that was it. You were embodying a word. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys. If you've got any questions or comments, please do feel free to come over to my website at tiffanypurdy.com and drop a comment in the show notes. You can get that link right through iTunes, or the podcast player, I guess, whatever. And I'd also appreciate if you like this, just, you know, let me know, or if not, let me know that too. I have a feeling this might ruffle a few feathers, but that's okay. I have to say what needs to be said. All right. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope that you learned something valuable. And if you did, I would love it if you would hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. And if you have a question that you need answered, feel free to drop an email into my inbox at hello@TiffanyPurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.